This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
We're about to get into something that you 100% should try to avoid in the workplace. And I don't know where this is even coming from. What, Katie, tell everybody what I can I call it a concern?
I feel concerned.
So do I.
Okay, here's the thing.
It could jeopardize this show.
Shh. Listen to me.
It's funny to say shh into a microphone.
Okay, listen. I think I'm sexually attracted to our boss.
What?
We have three of them.
Okay.
Which one are you talking about?
Not the woman.
Okay, so not the woman.
Not the nice one.
Wait, who's the... Oh.
The mean one.
Him?
Listen. I didn't wake up wanting this, okay? This came to me. How do I say this?
How do you say this?
Okay, I think maybe he grew his hair out or something.
No, he has made almost no changes to his appearance.
Maybe he slicked it back. Look at him right now.
He did slick it back.
Is he here right now?
Yes.
He's in his office is right outside of our studio.
Yeah, he looks good.
I went out there to go to the bathroom. And now you have to understand, he doesn't really talk to me. Okay. Which I think is part of the appeal. Maybe we'll get to that in a second.
Oh boy, okay. Oh boy.
So I went out there to go to the bathroom, and I, because he doesn't look at me or talk to me, so sometimes I just talk to him, and I said, "There he is." Okay. And then he said, "There I is."
Oh.
Okay. And he did look at me. Now, there was somebody else that he is a lot more fond of was standing behind me. So he might have been looking at them, but it did seem like maybe he was noticing me.
He has been dressing a little better, too.
See, this is the problem.
What?
Our listeners listen to the show too closely because he... So somebody just texted in to 909-1065. Is it the guy with the voice?
It's the guy.
That was on your show before? Because mm-hmm. That voice did it to me, too.
Yes. Really? It's not my fault.
He was on our show probably a year ago.
Yeah.
And the fact that you remember it shows what an impact his voice made. Okay. But like, and no offense to him, this is coming from one extraordinarily average looking white man to another extraordinarily average looking white man.
Uh-huh.
He's nothing to write home about. Like Kevin said, he looks good. That is a sliding scale that he is talking about. You're not painting an accurate description when you say that. People are like, oh, so Brad Pitt must be your boss.
Not close to Brad Pitt.
Okay, he started wearing Converse. Maybe that's what it is.
No. Do you hear yourself?
I hear myself, and I love every word that's coming out of my mouth.
Let's go back to the part that is...
I had to take my sweatshirt off.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's go back to the part that is probably the most troubling.
Yes. That he hates my guts.
He ignores her.
He's not nice to you, and he ignores you most of the time.
Right. Like
you think,
he knows I work here only because I won't stop talking to him.
Right.
Like, if I stop, when I broke my hand and I had to have surgery and I was out, do we think he knew I was out? The answer is definitely not.
Definitely not.
Am I worried about talking about this on the radio that he's going to hear it? Definitely not.
Right. No, he's not going to hear it. He doesn't listen to the show.
No.
Okay. But you're trying to get me to stop talking about the fact that you think that part of the attraction, sexual attraction, for our boss is that he's not nice to you and doesn't know you exist.
Well, okay. Also, that he might have looked at me earlier.
Do you hear yourself?
I'm sure it's because of my dad somehow, but... But I'm not worried about it.
All right. So, okay. So it's out there now.
What he thinks my job is here.
I think he knows what you do.
No, he knows I talk on the radio. But like, besides that, I bet he has no idea what anything else I do.
He absolutely thinks that you're that girl that works with Gavin.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Or even worse, works for Gavin. Okay. All right. So now that we have this information, what do we do with it?
Oh, well, we do nothing. Oh. And also, for everybody listening, you keep your dirty mouth shut, okay? And nobody is going to tell him. And this is just me getting this off of my chest.
Kevin?
I'm not snitching.
No, I'm not going to snitch. I don't want anybody to know. I'm mad we're talking about it.
Why don't you want anybody to know?
Because then it could affect... me and my relationship with him. Remember, he thinks this is my show.
He definitely does. He definitely calls meetings about the show and only asks Gavin to come.
I'm sure that I'm going to have a meeting and be like, hey, Gavin, I hope you don't mind that HR is here. We got a problem with...
your employee.
Yeah, your employee, Carol's really starting to make me uncomfortable.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
J-Lo filed for divorce from Ben Affleck.
Right.
Okay. People on the internet now, they want to know the big answers. She has now been divorced 4 times, engaged 6 times. Yeah. She is practically at this point toxic waste as far as marriage goes.
Kevin.
Just do not approach. She is radioactive.
Oh,
it will.
Stop.
Am I wrong or am I wrong?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm dating somebody.
Yeah.
She's been divorced 4 times, engaged 6 times.
Oh, red flag.
Best friend, do you give me your blessing for this girl?
I believe in love.
Oh, okay. People on the internet, though, are trying to figure out how much money has J-Lo made in engagement rings?
I love that.
And what I think is so funny is that the answer from what people can put together on their own is $16 million.
Wow.
Almost 17, actually. And here's how they have it all broken down. Now, for Are You Smarter Than Katie, I had this broken down, but with not with real numbers, with easy to compute numbers. But there are so many people that she has been engaged to.
God, how is she doing it?
The first two she was engaged to are people that I don't even know who they are. Some guy named Ojanji Noah.
Okay.
And another guy named Chris Judd. I don't know who
Chris
they are.
Chris Judd was a backup dancer.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
So the first guy proposed, and they think that that ring was worth $130,000.
Wow.
Right off the bat. Like, that's crazy. And that was all the way back in 97. Like, that's when she was just, like, star of Anaconda, Jennifer Lopez. Okay. Then the second guy, $200,000.
Wow, I'm surprised he had the money for that.
That was 4 years later. Then we're getting into Ben Affleck the first time.
Oh, right. Okay. The pink diamond.
Yes. And they think that that pink diamond cost Ben Affleck $2.6 million.
Wow.
All right. They never made it to the altar. They broke up in 2004. Then we got Mark Anthony.
Yes.
Now, Mark Anthony, a romantic.
Mm.
His ring... $6.5 million.
Oh,
no wonder she stayed with them longer.
God.
Right. They got married in 2004. Now, remember, they got married in 2004. In just 7 years, she had been engaged 3 times before that.
But never married.
Correct. And they stayed married until 2011, which in Jennifer Lopez years is practically an eternity. Okay.
And then who did she marry?
She then got engaged to A-Rod.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
And that ring was $2 million. That's what people are guessing, okay? He popped the question in 2019, then they split up 2 years later. They never said, I do.
Well, they split up ring.
Because of him, though.
Right.
Then Ben Affleck again. Now we're caught up to present time.
Okay, but how has she been married 4 times? How has she not been married just 2 times?
She got married to the first guy.
Oh, she did get married.
She got married to the second guy.
She got married to Chris.
Those two nobodies, yeah. Before she got married to Mark Anthony in 2004. From 2004, 97 to 2004, she had been married and divorced twice and engaged and broke it off with once.
Okay,
Okay.
The fact that this woman has been proposed to so many times and I've been proposed to 0.
Infuriating.
And I've been married twice.
You never played Selena.
That's true. I never bitty bitty bum bud.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So, and then the people think Ben Affleck's his COVID engagement to her was $5.6 million. Oh, that's what they think that ring was. So, man.
My rings in total from my 2 marriages come out to about $5,000.
But they're worth more in love.
Well, not the first one.
Whenever Jennifer Lopez is like, I'm 50, and she does that old thing where, and people are like, oh, God.
How does
she do it? She's gorgeous. She's the gorgeous thing I've ever seen. She's an angel. Well, if you did it, you could have $17 million worth of engagement rings, too.
I wonder if she kept them all. I mean, if a guy is rich enough, he doesn't need you to give it back.
It's a good question. If you have an engagement ring worth that much money.
If you have an engagement ring worth any amount of money, in most states, you have to return it if the marriage doesn't happen.
Is that true?
Legally, yeah. Because it is, especially if the person still owes money on it.
Wow.
Because it is basically an agreement.
Yeah.
And if this agreement doesn't happen, then that is the property goes back to the person who purchased it.
Really?
Interesting.
Sometimes, that's fascinating.
Sometimes in some divorces, if she gives the ring back, say it's an heirloom ring.
Yeah.
He has to pay her for it.
That is absolutely fascinating.
But it's crazy, my right? heirloom ring.
Okay, but you gave it to me.
Getting messy.
It is getting messy. She's 50, guys.
She is.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much up lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF, and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues, and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's been doing a lot of hand therapy for her broken hand, yeah. Like knitting herself a championship belt on.
Are you smarter than Katie? I also go to actual hand therapy once a week, too.
But they did say, though, that knitting is a good therapy to do for a broken hand. Am I right or am I right?
It is what I call my hand therapy.
Right. Destiny, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 17, so congratulations. You get to face off against Katie in the Octagon of Wit. For Are You Smarter Than Katie, brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Delicious farm-to-fork food. All right, Katie has left the studio. The jackpot is up to $100. And, of course, we're live on Instagram and 106.5. You ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. Ben Affleck. Oh. What happened? Are you okay? Did you fall?
Hello?
Destiny?
Me? Oh, no, I'm okay. I'm so sorry. I'm in my car. But yeah, no, I'm all good.
Okay, just as I asked the first question, you go,
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Question one. Ben Affleck is now single and ready to mingle, and there's a rumor that he's already dating the daughter of former presidential candidate RFK Jr., Kick. Kick Kennedy did come out, though, and say it's not true. What is Kick's real name? Is it Kathleen, Karen, or Kick?
I'm going to guess Kick.
All righty. Question two. The Sierra Nevada's got something that shocked everybody. Snow in August. It's not the first time that that's happened, but it has been over 20 years since there was a summer snowfall event there. Are the Sierra Nevadas more in California or Nevada?
More in California.
Alrighty. And question three. Ice Spice has been looking real good lately, which of course means that people think she's on Ozempic. She released a statement along with a picture in very little clothing saying that she is not on the weight loss drug. Ice Spice has a song titled after which British royal?
Oh, shoot.
3 seconds. Three, two.
Princess Diana.
All righty. Question four. There's supposed to be the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris on ABC September 7th, but it looks like Trump is signaling he's not going to do it. Harris wants the mics unmuted for the debate, and Trump says that he wants the mics unmuted and muted. It's hard to tell. In debate team rules, there are two teams, affirmative and what? Is it defense or opposing?
Opposing.
All righty. And question five. One of the most famous moments in sports history was when Babe Ruth predicted that he'd hit a home run and even pointed to where it was going to go, and then it did. Well, the jersey he wore for that moment was just sold at auction for a staggering $24 million. If you split the cost with you and three friends, how much would you each pay?
$8 million.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Destiny, where are we going this morning?
I'm on my way to work.
You're on your way to work. All right.
Yeah.
And where do we work?
I work as a nurse in the Bay Area.
Oh, I love you're driving all the way to the Bay Area. Where do you live?
I live in the Bay Area. It's about a 30, 40 minute commute. Not too far for me.
Do you stream us?
Well, on my radio, yeah.
Okay, so she picks us up.
Wow, that's impressive.
We have no idea who can hear us.
Yeah.
We don't know how any of this works.
We don't know how big our signal is.
We just come here and talk to you guys.
We'll never know, actually.
Awesome.
It is awesome. All right. Destiny is now on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, question one. Ben Affleck, single.
Yeah.
And there's already a rumor that he is dating the daughter of former presidential candidate RFK Jr., Kick.
Wait, I don't understand what you just said. He's dating the daughter of RFK Jr.'s
daughter.
And her name is Kick?
Kick.
Huh.
Kick Kennedy did come out, though, and say that it is not true.
Oh, okay.
What is Kick's real name? Is it Kathleen, Karen, or Kick?
She's a Kennedy, so I'm going to say Kathleen.
That is actually correct.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be Kick,
yeah. But... Huh.
Question two. Sierra Nevada's, they got something that shocked everybody. Snow in August. Wild. It's not the first time it's happened, but... It's the first time in 20 years that it's happened. Are the Sierra Nevadas more in California or Nevada?
I think California.
Yes, they are. Question three. Ice Spice has been looking real good lately, and so everybody thinks she's on Ozempic. She released a statement saying she is not on the weight loss drug.
But if you are, it's okay to be on Ozempic. We don't judge.
Apparently not if you're a celebrity. If you're a celebrity and you're on Ozempic, like when Oprah's like, yeah, I'm on Ozempic, everybody's like, bam!
Not in my circles.
Well, you're not a celebrity.
Oh. I mean, the my circles that talk about celebrities.
Oh, really?
We love it.
Oh, okay.
Dolo does the same thing on Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's like, yeah, I take the shots.
Dolo is a person?
Well, her name's Dolores, but...
Kick Dolo. Ice Spice has a song titled after which British royal?
Harry.
Wow.
Princess Diana.
Oh.
Here's my song, Harry.
Yeah.
Question four.
Funny enough, it's called Ginger Spice.
Oh. There's supposed to be a presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris on ABC September 7th. Looks like Trump is sending signals that he's not going to do it now.
Well, at the very least, he's saying he doesn't want to do it the way she wants to do it. I don't know if that means he's not going to do it.
I mean, rules were, I guess so. In debate, though, there are two teams. Okay. There's the affirmative and the what? Of defense or opposing?
So the affirmative and opposing.
That's great. Question five. One of the most famous moments in sports history was when Babe Ruth predicted he'd hit a home run. He even pointed to where it was going to go, and then it did.
That's why they call him the great what, Kevin?
The Bambino.
Oh, yes! Yeah. What a little sports you are.
I'm so shocked.
The jersey that Babe Ruth wore for that moment, it just sold at auction for $24 million. Ooh. If you split the cost between you and three friends, how much would you each pay?
$12,000? No! Stop! Too late now. It already came out.
$6 million.
I know that.
I wasn't sure. Hi, Destiny. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Final score. You got three. Katie got three.
Oh, man.
It's a tie. But Katie wins. Ties go to Katie. And we had $20 to the jackpot for tomorrow. What is it that you want to say?
I am just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
but you're a nurse.
You're a nurse. You're way smarter.
You're way smarter.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Be careful driving out there. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So.
Yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. That is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
How do you feel about public swearing?
As somebody
who's done it, we've all done it.
I am pro swearing.
Pro swearing.
I think that it can really punch things up. But public swearing, I mean, I feel like there are certainly times it's not okay.
There's a town in England that is talking about banning swearing and making it punishable with a fine. Here's a clip of the news story.
Thanet Council in England is considering plans to issue fines of up to £100 to people who are caught swearing in public, swearing that causes alarm or distress to others.
But should all swearing in public be banned? Well, Michelle Morrison went to see what you thought about it.
What are your views on people swearing in public?
It doesn't bother me.
Oh, you don't mind it at all?
I'm from Glasgow.
I just don't like the swearing.
I love the Scottish woman's like, yeah. I'm from Scotland.
I mean, we barely have rules.
I'm shocked I'm not swearing right now, to be honest. But I can't say that I hate this. And I bet that's shocking to hear me say something like that, but I swear a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I swear in public.
Yeah.
But there have been times where I've been in public with somebody who is swearing loudly around kids.
Yeah.
And I get such secondhand embarrassment. Like, I want to like crawl into myself because I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And they've been in one particular instance, it was a business meeting and I couldn't tell the person like, whoa.
Was the person me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Was I there?
No.
Oh.
But I couldn't tell the person like, watch your mouth.
Okay.
There's
yeah.
a kid sitting right there.
Oh, okay.
And we're sitting in Starbucks, you know,
okay,
like,
yeah.
like I couldn't do that. And I was just like, oh, God, I want to get out of here.
Oh,
so
God. Bad. See, I got to say, I'm on your side. As
really?
A person that is a swearer, I do swear in front of my kids. There are times, however, that, you know, when you really start to notice people swearing a lot and in the wrong places, when you're not drinking and other people are.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a lot more sensitive to it then.
Yeah.
One time, it was like literally like Thanksgiving dinner this year. And my cousin, who is a wonderful human being. I mean, she is one of my favorite people in the world. Was like, and she wasn't drinking. She doesn't drink. Like dropping F-bombs at the Thanksgiving Day table.
Not at the Thanksgiving Day
yes.
table. Come
and I
on.
Almost, like, I should have said something. I don't know why I didn't. I guess I didn't want to embarrass her. But my kids were there. And it's not like my kids haven't seen or heard the F word. Okay? And I'm not, and that's the word I'm talking about.
Like, right.
I almost said a word I'm not supposed to say on the air. S words, damn words, B words. As long as they're used
right.
not super aggressively, I'm okay with.
Right.
But the Thanksgiving table, the F word.
Seems like that should be a sacred place.
It does. It does. Now, here's another place. Disneyland.
I agree with that. However, I have violated that rule so many times at Disneyland.
Like loud enough for people to hear?
I try not to do okay. it loud enough where people can hear. And if you're, because at Disneyland, you're so fried, your kids fry your nerves so much so, and you're already on edge with certain things that, like, often the swearing is directed at your kids because you're just so over stuff.
I would imagine you hear a lot of, GD it.
Totally. And when you bring the volume down, when you're swearing and you're swearing at your kids and you bring the volume down, I feel like that carries so much more weight.
Yeah, you sound evil.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin says bitch a lot at Disneyland. And
yes.
we're always like, shut
would
up.
You shut up? Look where you are.
Yeah. This isn't what Walt would have wanted. Now, you're an Asian, so he wouldn't want you here either. But it was a different time.
How do you feel about public swearing? Like, would you support a it being a finable offense? Is it? You can text us 916-909-1065. Does it cut down though on free speech? Well, no, because
technically
you can't. There's certain things you can't say in public, regardless. Oh, we already have limits on free speech.
That's true.
So, I mean...
But, I mean, they did say that it has to, like, cause somebody emotional distress.
Those are the rules in England. Who knows what the rules would be in America?
Well, I don't think this rule would exist in America.
Yeah, I guess not. That's right. USA.
Right.
Too much freedom over here.
US effing A.
Right. Don't tread on me. We're snakes.
No.
Isn't that what the flag means?
It says
we're all snakes. I'm a little snake.
Yeah.
I'm a little snake, and don't you step on me.
Please, ouch. Watch out.
1065
VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
This is a brand new character that is premiering on today's phone scam. I was asked by somebody to phone scam her husband. Her husband is a college professor. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be funny if another college professor tried to sign up late for his class, but just wanted to make sure that there were no hard feelings about another professor signing up for the class.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hello, I'm looking for Charles.
This is Charles. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Professor Balavacqua, and I am calling you from one colleague to another to see if I can squeeze into your class on film production. I understand that the class has already started, but I'm trying to see if I can attend.
I'm sorry. Your name is Bevilacqua? Professor Bevilacqua?
Professor Bevilacqua.
I don't believe we've met. What department are you in?
I do not teach at your college.
What college are you a professor in?
Stanford.
Oh, Stanford University?
Stanford College. It's different. It's not this. We run into this quite a lot. It is not Stanford University. We're getting off the subject. From one colleague to another, I am just curious. Do you have any inventory for another student?
I'm sorry. We don't typically allow other professors from other educational institutions to audit ongoing classes.
I'm not here to audit. I'm here to attend as a student. I wanted to make sure beforehand that you wouldn't be intimidated having another professor in your class.
No, I don't think it's a question of intimidation, sir. It's more a matter of procedure.
I see. Yes, I wouldn't want the other students as well to get confused as to who would be leading the class.
Well, I don't think there'd be any confusion on that front, sir. But more to the point, I believe that you would need to speak with someone in our admissions office.
Yes, I already did that, and that is how I got your phone number. They said I would have to email you, which I don't believe in email, so I decided to call you directly at your office.
That's fine. But
okay.
What is your first name, sir?
Brian.
Brian?
Yes, but you may call me Professor Balavacqua.
I'm sorry, sir. Why exactly are you hoping to attend my class?
I need to round out my degree. As it turns out, I do not have a college degree.
You don't have a college degree?
No, I don't. But I thought I did.
You are a paid professor at Stanford College. Where is Stanford College located, sir?
It's located near the subway in Natomas.
Okay. And this is an accredited university?
We're working on that. I'm not quite sure why this is turning so adversarial. Is it because you are threatened that another professor would be in your class?
No, I am not threatened, sir.
Okay, all right.
I am very busy. I have a number of paying students and responsibilities.
I will be paying. I'm not quite sure why you think that I would be trying to freeload, trying to get a free education.
I am in my own database now, and I see nothing within our school system that reflects your name or your collared, sir.
Correct. I have I have not signed up yet. That's why I'm trying to sign up, and I'm not quite sure why you're so adversarial with me. It seems like intimidation.
This has nothing to do with me at this point.
Okay.
You need to go through admissions, and I don't know why they recommended to me.
And they gave me your office phone
number.
Well,
they should not have done that. They should not have done that, sir. And
how
I'm sorry,
about this?
I can't.
What if this? Excuse me, Professor. What if I wear a mustache, and that way the students in your class will know which one is the real professor and which one is there to attend as a student, so that they're not confused?
All right, sir. I'm going to have to end the call at this point. This is a waste of time.
Charles, are you still there?
Yes.
None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. It's a morning radio show, and your wife emailed me and wanted me to mess with you.
I need to go.
Are you there? Hello? Oh, he hung up.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, this song finally came true, and Bieber had a baby. Justin Bieber is a father. This sounds crazy to say, son was born August 23rd, day after my birthday.
Wow, Gavin, you guys got so close.
First day of Virgo, for anybody keeping track of that silliness. And his name is Jack Bieber. Great name. I actually think that's a great name.
You do?
Yeah, Jack Bieber. Okay. He has a stupid, silly celebrity middle name.
Blues.
Yeah, Blues is his middle name.
At least he made it his middle name, though.
Yeah, he was smart, right. Because they probably said, like, listen, one day we want Jack Bieber to grow up to, I don't know, be taken seriously as a CPA. We're laughing because there's no way. But anyway, though, Kevin thinks that, you know, obviously he's happy that the baby is here and stuff like that, but he's putting all the work on Hailey Bieber because he thinks Justin Bieber is going to be a bad father.
Kevin! Yeah.
And he has come up with the top five reasons why Justin Bieber is going to be a bad dad.
Well, Kevin!
No. One, do you remember when he adopted a monkey and then tried to take it to Germany and then couldn't get him to Germany, so he just left the chipmunk? Or not chipmunk, the monkey.
Chipmunk.
There's one.
I do remember that there was a story that was similar to that. So, okay, yeah.
Well, that's rule number, that's one.
Okay, that was like a decade ago, but.
Two, he has that one disease.
Kevin.
The Ramsey Hunt syndrome.
Is it to make his face paralyzed or something?
Yeah. Imagine what the baby feels when he sees his dad half paralyzed.
Oh my God. Kevin, that's terrible.
Kevin. I know.
That's terrible.
For the baby.
All right. So this is the top five reasons why Justin Bieber is going to be a bad dad, according to Kevin.
He hotboxed a jet. In 2014.
A private jet?
Yes.
Wow. He hotboxed an entire private jet?
Yeah.
That seems very dangerous. Yeah, that seems very dangerous.
I'm also shocked that you think this is a bad thing.
It's a pilot.
Okay, so you're thinking safety.
Safety right. First for the baby.
That's why if Kevin's going to hotbox a car, that car is in a parking lot.
Okay.
I don't hotbox cars.
No, you wouldn't.
Right.
That's illegal.
If Kevin is in a hotboxed car, it is in a parking lot.
Right.
Okay. Period.
And he's begging to get out.
Yes. He has face tattoos.
Red flag. Face tattoos?
Yeah.
That's a very valid one.
He has one above his eyebrow that says something.
God.
And then one behind his ear.
Okay.
Which is pretty much. And then.
Is that your face?
Some other stuff.
Behind your ear?
Kind of. Okay. You can see it.
It's as much. You know what? I'll give you this. Behind your ear is as much as your face as a chipmunk is to a monkey.
Right.
They're animals. So.
Okay, do you think Post Malone's a bad dad? Because
he's very nice.
But he has a...
Oh, you're wrong about that one.
But he has face tattoos.
Okay, and...
I don't know. I don't understand.
We're trying to find a through line.
Right. I don't understand how this math ain't mathing to me, but...
All right, so just to recap for everybody, these are the top five reasons why Justin Bieber's going to be a bad dad. His son, Jack, was born. Okay, we've got... He abandoned a monkey.
Uh-huh.
Two,
many years ago.
Two, he...
made the decision to get a disease.
Right.
3, hotboxed a private jet while it was in the air. 4, what was the fourth one again?
Face tattoos.
Face tattoos. And
last one, his bad attitude.
Oh, now elaborate on that one a little bit.
He had attitude by punching several fans and paparazzis several throughout his year.
I remember this.
He also disrespected Anne Frank.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So let's add anti-Semite to that.
No,
it was one mistake as a
That's
kid.
That's not
but...
what he...
Okay,
explain. He said Anne Frank would have been a believer.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, she was a teenage girl, so maybe he's right about that.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't write that in a book.
And he did.
He put that in the visitor's guide.
Oh, boy.
Where everybody can sign their name.
Kevin, I can't go with you on all these.
Why?
When you get a disease, that's not your fault.
Okay, fine. Scratch that out. But the other 4?
Well, the punching of the fan thing and whatever he said about Anne Frank. I mean, I've punched people and I'm a good dad.
Right, yeah.
Not in the face where they're bleeding and had to go to the hospital.
No, I did. I did punch him in the face.
I
did accidentally break somebody's arm and I have broken a nose. But I'm a good dad, right?
Yeah, but you don't have that disease.
Yeah, that disease gets you.
I've never lost a monkey.
Droopy face.
Where are all your monkeys?
Right. I know
all accounted for.
I know where every monkey of mine is. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.